In English, of course, we have the saying, actions speak louder than words. Certainly, Jesus is not suggesting we shouldn't cry out, Lord, Lord, or that we shouldn't pray, but rather, our prayer, as St. James reminds us, is authentic when it leads us to action, to actually do something to do the will of God. In fact, if we take another section of Matthew's gospel, we'll find out that if we had to choose between crying out, Lord, Lord, or doing the work of the kingdom of God, it's better to do the work of the kingdom of God. Think of Matthew chapter 25, where those who did what Jesus had asked, fed the hungry, clothed the naked, all those things, they didn't know that they were serving Jesus. Such it can be with us too. Today we celebrate St. Francis Xavier, Jesuit, missionary. I have to say I take a little bit of pleasure, probably not the most wonderful school observation, but he was so frustrated with the Jesuits who were studying in universities in Europe because there were so many people to be converted in India. What do we do today to do the will of God? Maybe there's that student that just really gets under our skin, or not only under our skin, has been really, really bad to us. Maybe there's that person in our life that really we find difficult to get along with. Maybe we get frustrated by seeing people who are poor, who need our help, our services, etc. Whatever it is, make sure that you not only cry out, Lord, Lord, but that you do the will of God by acting on it.